Our confidence is based upon the promises of a God who cannot lie. Therefore, we follow on in patience, waiting for the time when all the promises of God are fully realized to His glory and our good. We are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. That's a surprising statement in Romans 8, verses 24 and 25, isn't it? We are saved by hope. Now that sounds much weaker than the Bible statement, we're saved by faith, because hope is a weak word to most people. It is thought of as a wish, a desire, a preference. But the word must have a different meaning than that in the Bible. No one could be saved by wishing it to be so. The reason the statement sounds strange to us is that we do not have a sufficient understanding of the meaning of hope as it is used in the Bible. Our deliverance in Jesus Christ, which is set forth in such detail in Holy Scripture, is assured to the heart of the believer by his hope in God. Romans 5:8 says, "Hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us." What then is the meaning of hope? Well, when hope is used as a noun, the meaning is favorable and confident expectation, the happy anticipation of good. It has to do with the unseen and with the future. The Bible applies hope to the future of the resurrection of the dead, the glory of God, the appearing of Jesus Christ, and many other references. It includes all those things which will come to the people of God in the future and is secured to them by salvation in Jesus Christ in the present. Now, there are three adjectives used in the New Testament to describe the Christian's hope. It is a good hope, a blessed hope, and a living hope. Now, those who are in Christ Jesus are also said to have a better hope than those who follow the law. When the word hope is used as a verb, it is commonly translated as trust. I prefer to think of hope as the future tense of faith. When a person looks up to God in a confident trust concerning things of the here and now, he has faith. When a person looks up to God in confident trust concerning things of the future, he has hope. And yet, it is difficult to say that without leaving the impression that hope is less certain and reliable than faith. But not so. Faith is trusting God for the present, and hope is trusting God for the future. So hope is a strong word of confident trust which anticipates the special ministry of God in behalf of His own. What is the ministry of hope? Well, the Bible declares we're saved by hope. It would be incorrect to ask, are we saved by faith or by hope? Because each is the same as the other. Both faith and hope are confident trust in God. To say we're saved by hope is to say that we are saved by faith, or that we're saved by trusting Jesus. There are many words used in the New Testament to describe the attitude of the person who comes to God in Jesus Christ for salvation. He is said to receive Christ, call upon the name of the Lord, to believe, to commit, to come to God. Many similar statements. But each term indicates an element of confidence, of trust. One cannot call, receive, believe, commit, or come to Him in whom he has no trust. It's evident, therefore, that the element of Christian hope lies at the heart of the Christian doctrine of salvation. We are saved by hope. Our salvation lies in hope. When we were saved, we had this hope, our assurance, concerning what the future holds for the believer in Christ. And that hope will never disappoint or delude us or shame us in the day of trial. We hope in God Himself. What is the essence of hope? It is expressed in the New English Bible translation of Hebrews 11:1. And what is faith? Faith gives substance to our hopes and makes us certain of realities we do not see. Now, what does that mean? It means that hope, like faith, is certainty concerning the unseen realities. It is not wishful thinking, strong desire, blind incredulity, not self-deception. It is certainty concerning unseen realities. what is the opposite of hope and faith? Well, not knowledge. No, no. Some people think one goes as far as he can understand and then just trust from that point on. No, 1,000 times, no. Knowledge is the foundation of faith and hope, not the opposite. The opposite of faith and hope is sight. There are some things we understand and accept because we can see them. There are other things we accept even though we cannot see them. Hope beheld is not hope. When an object of hope is seen, there's no further need to hope for it. Hope always means waiting for something that we do not yet possess. A man who already has something does not need to wait in hope until he receives it. I remember when I was a lad, my parents promised to purchase a new bicycle for me. I was sure they would do as they said, but I could hardly wait in my childish impatience for the day to come when it would be delivered. I was confident it would come. I was so anxious for the time to come. I was filled with hope. Just so, God has promised great things in the future for Christians. We are sure that He who has promised is faithful. Therefore, we wait in assured hope for His promises to be fulfilled. As the writer of the hymn said, He has never broken any promise spoken. He will keep His promise, I know. Look at the patience of hope in Romans 8:25. If we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. That's the secret of Christian perseverance. We wait with patience for what we have not yet seen in our relationship with God because we're absolutely confident that He will do all that He has said. Now, if God were not faithful to His promises, our waiting might be in vain. But the witness of the Holy Spirit is to His unceasing faithfulness. There has not failed one word of all His good promise which He has promised, the Bible says. Our confidence is based upon the promise of a God who cannot lie. Therefore, we follow on in patience, waiting for the time when all the promises of God are fully realized to His glory and our good. Whom do you trust? Where's the foundation of your faith? Is your confidence in yourself, your church, your sincere efforts, your prayer life, or in any other person or thing other than God Himself? Trust God. Trust God only. He who trusts man will be disappointed, but he who trusts God will have all he expects fulfilled. The essence of Christian faith and hope is to transfer all confidence from every other person and thing and settle it on God alone. God will, in turn, assume responsibility for the direction and the supply of your life. Father, teach us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, show us how to acknowledge You, for You have promised that You will direct our paths. We want to live by that lifestyle, so teach us to do it for Jesus' sake. Amen.